We're going to start here on the top of Yudchet Amud Aleph by the two dots. Rekiva Omer Eino Tzarich Hu Karev Ein Tmurata Hu Kareva. So Rabbi Kiva's limud, the Gemara brought down different limudim, one from Rabbi Shmuel, and then they brought down from Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's limud is that you don't need it. It says Hu Karev by the Hashem Vein Tmurata Hu Kareva. The word Hu is a miut, and a miut tells me that it's only it itself goes on the mizbeach. Its tmurah doesn't go on the mizbeach. So Gemara says V'lama Likra. Why do we need a pasuk by Hashem to tell me that the tmura doesn't go on the mizbeach? That's halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. The halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim, which we know is that kol shebechatat meita, anything that by a chatat goes to death is kontzino to the kippah and is allowed to die there. By Hashem is nitak v'riyah. By Hashem goes out to grace. Here we're speaking about tmurat Hashem. By tmurat chatat it's olich the mita. Tmurat Hashem, or Vlad Hashem, we know the din is nitak d'riyah, goes out to grace. Wait till it gets a luminate. Mar says, Eino Chanami, you're right, we don't need that pasuk for this. So Mar says, well, elokra lamali. If you don't need the pasuk for the din, because we learn the din out of the local Moshe Mitzrayim, then why do I have the pasuk? Vailik the Rav Huna. We need it for the statement of Rav Huna, Dam Rav Huna, Hashem shnitak d'riyah, vishachato stam, kasher l'shem ola. Hashem that is put out to pasture, out to graze, the underlying assumption is that it's going to be used for an olah. Because once the Hashem goes out to graze and gets a mumit, when you get the proceeds from selling that animal, those proceeds are going to go to shame olah. Right. One of the two possibilities, we saw this machokas before, we'll bump into it again, is whether it's an olat yachid, olat nedavav the yachid, or it's the olat nedavav the tzibur, that there is a machokas about. But nobody argues that it's going to be an olah, because you can't bring an Hashem nedavah. Certainly not going to be Hashem. From what point do we consider that to be the threshold where it becomes an olah? So Rav Huna teaches us that nitak in, lo nitak lo. That once you put it out to graze, it takes on a shame olah already. Because the end game for this animal is going to be an olah. But before you put it out to pasture, before you put it out to graze, no. My taima, who? Because it says Hashem who? Who? Behaviyato yehei. It remains the status of an Hashem. So if you shech the animal without saying anything before you put it out to graze, it's going to be an Hashem. Since an Hashem doesn't come as a nidavah, the korban will be pasul to get rid of it. On the other hand, if you put it out to graze, and before it gets a muminit, you shecht it, it's stam li'olah. And it will be classified as an olah, even though it has yet to get a muminit.
Tosfot over here discusses Rashi's opinion as to the girsa that it's nitak in, lo nitak lo. And Rashi basically is saying that now we learn out midoraita from the pasuk that if you, after it was an Hashem and you're going to be nitak the riyah, you take it and you're a makriv et olah. You didn't put it out to graze yet, but you say it's the shame olah. It won't work because the Torah, the pasuk says you can't do that. Tosfot brings a number of questions on this. One is other places in the Chas we find otherwise that it has nothing to do with the fact that there's a midoraita restriction against making it into olah. It's a gzeirat hachamim that you can't make it into olah before you put it out to graze. But it's not a din d'oraita. From Rashi here, it sounds like it's a din d'oraita. And the fact that in many other places we've seen that this is halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that an Hashem becomes an olah. And therefore, Tosfot quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who in a number of places in Shas disagrees with Rashi's understanding of this halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. And the Rabbeinu Tam believes that the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is nigmara b'Hashem d'kreva olah. That's all embedded in halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, that an Hashem that's not being used as an Hashem is nitak to be in an olah. And therefore he changes the girsa here to read, damar kra hu, baviyato yehei. Not like Rashi who says Hashem hu, that it remains as an Hashem until it goes nitak b'riyah. Rather, Hashem hu means that it reaches its ultimate destination immediately. The Hashem turns into hu, what it's supposed to be in the end, an olah, immediately. Damar kra hu, baviyato yehei, perish, baviyato shu atid liyot, dain olah. Ubuto havaya yehei, me'ata, immediately. Shum hachi, afilu stam, kasher olah. That's why if you shechta without any machshava, automatically it's an olah. To lo baya kira, you don't need akira min haTorah. Miu, itzrich halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, dilav hachi lo aviyadinan, may hav idba. We need halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim to tell us that an Hashem turns into an olah. The pasuk tells us that that happens immediately. As soon as it's not being used as an Hashem, it's automatically an olah. And if you shecht it stam at that point, it becomes an olah. So those are the two gdarim that are the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim and the doraita. And then there's a geder midrabanon that you have to send it out to graze. And once you send it out to graze, then yes, before that, no. But that's all a din d'rabbanan. It's opposed to Rashi's understanding of the sugya here, that the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim is that an Hashem is ro'eh, period. Then the fact that it becomes an olah is only a derivative of the pasuk. Pasuk tells us, de'oraita, that's Hashem yehei. It's an Hashem as long as it remains an Hashem, but as soon as you put it out to graze, it turns into olah. So that comes out of the pasuk. That's a din d'oraita from the pasuk. Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the din that it's an olah is from the halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim, And when it becomes an Ola is the din from the Pasuk.
The high Tana, they call you Olif Mahani Karai. So the other Tana learned that from these Pesukim, Tukulei Zachar Nekeva. How we started the Gemara, Im Zacharim Nekeva. Why does he learn out from those Pesukim? Why does he have to bring other Pesukim in order to learn it out? How mi Baile, Levlad Balimumim, Ulut Murat Balimumim. He needs Zachar Nekeva to teach him about the case of an offspring of an Abamum and a Tmura of Abamum. But typically, Kulu Mi Haikra. Well, sort of the other time. The other time, I learned everything out of there. I learned out of Zachar Nekeva, and then Im Zachar Im Nekeva. So I had a reboy for everything. So why doesn't this time also learn from that? It says, Im Lo Mashmalei. This Im, this limud from the word Im, didn't resonate with him. So therefore, Zachar Nekeva he's willing to learn from. The Im, he's not. So he can only learn out one of the two limudim for each of those words. One of the two limudim, he's going to learn about Tmurat Balmum and Vlad Balmum. Well, the high Tana, the Nafkalem, Im Zachar Im Nekeva, or Im Zachar Im Nekeva. The Tana, the first Tana that which we brought down, learns it out of Nekeva Zachar, plus the Im, learns out all the Dinim. Tisa Uvato Mayovid Luhim. What does he do with the Pasuk of Tisa Uvato? Afilu Mimir Ayu, the Shon Achrino, Mimur Gayu. The demand upon you, Tisa Uvato, is a mitzvah to say, that says you must bring the Korban up to the Mikdash. Do not delay in bringing up the Korban to the Mikdash. You come to a regel, Tisa Uvata, which means that once you've come, Uvata Shama, when you go, Tisa, bring all your obligations with you. So you have a Korban that you're supposed to bring, then you gotta bring it up at the first regel. Afilu Mimirayu. Even if it's not exactly in a convenient state. For instance, it's out, either Mirayu, it's out to graze. It's out in the field grazing, it's out in the Agam grazing, and you have to go round it up and bring it. So that's what Gemara says, even if you have to do that, you gotta bring it in the first regel.
And Rabbeinu Yitzchak Bar Shneur offers an alternative to the understanding of what Mar Ayu is. Rashi had said it was from out in the fields, wherever they are found. On the other hand, Yitzchak Bar Shneur says, Afilu makom shemutar li ota, from a place that it's mutar to graze it. As we learned earlier in the Masechta, and a number of places at Jas, it's asur legadel behemat daka b'Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to bring up these types of light domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael mipnei Yishuv, because they wreck everything in sight, they steal, they eat everything in sight. The only place that's mutar to bring them up is in Chutz Laretz. And that's what he says, Mimar Ayu, in the place that you are grazing them. You're grazing them in Chutz Laretz, you're still obligated to bring them from there up to the Migdash.
Or, Mimurgayu, Morgayu, we've actually seen before, right, it's working, it's threshing. It's got the threshing board, that's the Moreg, and he's working in the field. You take away from his work and you take it up. You've got to deal with it right away. You don't pass to the next regil.
Rashi's interpretation of Morgayu, which is very difficult, Tosfot what that's the question, how could it be that they're working on the threshing floor? We're talking about Kodashim here. So how could it be possible that they're on the threshing floor? The Rabbeinu Gershon gives an alternative if they were on the threshing floor by themselves. They were out there, they were walking around doing the threshing without any instruction, without any intervention, and you still have to take them from there. That's Rabbeinu Gershon's understanding. The Rashi would have to explain that it's a case where it was Chulin, but you intended to be Magdishit, which is very difficult, and then why is there an obligation for you to bring it up if you have yet to be Magdishit? Re offers an alternative to Margayu, which is that Afelu Hein Dalot Basar, even if they are emaciated, even if they're very skinny, you still have to bring them up, there's still an obligation to bring them up, we don't have to wait till they get fat, till they look better, you bring them up in their current state to the Mikdash.
So he'll use Zachar Nekeva for the Tmurat Bali Mumim and the Tlad Bali Mumim, as well as the Tmimim, because he learns out of Im Zachar Im Nekeva. Tisa Uvata used for this special din about bringing up to the Mikdash immediately. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vlad Shlamim, Lo Ikrav Shlamim. We had Rabbi Eliezer, we saw him before, that Rabbi Eliezer says that a Vlad Shlamim does not go on as a Shlamim. Vechachamim Orim Ikrav. Mim say that you must bring it on the Mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lo Nechluku Al Vlad Vlad Shlamim. They don't disagree when it comes to a grandchild. I mean that if Vlad Vlad of a Shlamim, a grandchild of a Shlamim. Vial Vlad Vlad Tmura, and again a grandchild of Tmura, Shalo Yikrav, that you don't put them on the Mizbeach. Shalo Yikravu, so they should not be put on Mizbeach. Al Ma Nechluku, what do they argue about? Al Vlad. They disagree when it comes to Vlad. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Lo Yikrav. When it comes to a Vlad, you can't put on the Mizbeach. Achamim Amrim, Yikrav, that it goes on the Mizbeach. Vehei Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Paipios, Al Vlad Shlamim, Sheikrav Shlamim. They brought testimony that a Vlad Shlamim should be brought as a Shlamim, against the position of Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Paipios, Ani Me'ich, Haita Lanu Parashel Zivchei Shlamim. We had a parah that was a Zivchei Shlamim, Vachlanu Av Pesach. We brought that as a Korban Pesach, Vachlanu Vlada Shlamim, its offspring we ate, Bachag. On the Chag. Now, Gemara is going to discuss what Chag means. Chag in general, whenever you look Stam in the Mishnayot, Chag means Sukkot. So the Gemara is going to deal with that, whether if it's Sukkot, then why did they skip over Shavuot? Why wasn't it brought on Shavuot? So there's two answers in the Gemara. One is that Chag is Shavuot, the other one is that it's Sukkot, but there was some other impediment in the way. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My time out, the Rabbi Eliezer. What's the position of Rabbi Eliezer based on that you don't bring Avlad Shlamim? Amar Kra, Vim Zevach Shlamim Karbano. Vim Velo Vlad. The way they're darshaning it is actually not Vim. The real way to read it is Vim Zevach Shlamim. Rashi claims that they're darshaning Vim Zevach Shlamim Karbano. Aim with a Tzere, not with a Chirik. And that is that the mother is brought as a Zevach Shlamim, but not the Vlad. Aim Zevach Shlamim Velo Vlad. It's an interesting drasha. Samuel Rabbi Chir Ba'ava, the Rabbi Yami, Elomiato. What are you going to do with Im Al Toda Yakrivenu? So you're going to say the same thing, Hachanami Aim Velo Vlad. You're going to say by a Toda, you have the same rule, which is that only the mother is brought, not the offspring. B'chitem Hachanami. What are you going to say? Okay, yeah, that's right. Why not? Same limud. V'atanya, Vlada Utmurata V'chiluveha Minayin. How do I know that all of these are brought as Karbanot Toda? Tamalomari Im Al Toda. Mikomakom. It's the actual opposite limud from what we have here. Over there you're saying Vim Zevach Shlamim is a miut to say not the blood. Over here we bring a brayta that says Im Al Toda, and we're saying from Im Al Toda we're not learning a miut but rather a ribui to include all types of karbanot that are derivatives of the Toda, the Tumura, the Chilufa, and the Vlada. Vlada we know is offspring. Tumura is an exchange. Chilufa is when you lost it at some point. You're mafrish a second korban and then you find it. So that's what's chilufeh. All those you bring. So Elo Amar Rabbi Chir Bar Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hainu Taimad De Rabbi Eliezer. This is the reason why Rabbi Eliezer Gzeiro. It's all a din de Rabbonon. It's not a din de Oraita, but a din de Rabbonon. Shema Yigadel Mehem Adarim Adarim. What we're afraid of is that if you say that the offspring of Shlamim are allowed to be put on the Mizbeach, what people are going to end up doing is, if you say that they're allowed to bring the Vlad Shlamim on the Mizbeach, like the Dindo Raito, they'll say, I'll keep around the mother, and I'll just produce for myself all these Shlamim. I want Shlamim, so I'll have tons of Shlamim. I can make myself free Shlamim this way. So keep the mother around, they'll keep the children around, because then he can keep making more and more Shlamim. So we don't want that, because that'll end up in takala, it'll end up in problems. Either people will use them for giza v'avoda, people won't know their shlamim, they run into all sorts of problems, or in violation of the assay, bring it up to the mikdash. We want people to bring it up right away, we don't want them making adarim flocks full of shlamim. So that's the gzeira of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Amar Rabbi Shimon lo nechleku. They don't argue. Now this is interesting, the Gemara says, ibailu, heichitani. What does it mean that they lo nechleku? How did he learn? How did he explain this? Lo nechluku, shelo yikrvu, ele yikarvu. And we read it, and the simple way to read the Mishnah is when he says lo nechluku, that they don't argue that Vlad Shlamim, Vlad Mura, shelo yikrvu. When I say shelo yikrvu, what would you think? Shelo yikrvu means that you shouldn't put them on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, well, not so fast. Shelo yikrvu means, do they not argue that shelo yikrvu, ele yikrvu? Meaning that they don't argue about that they shouldn't be put on, but they all agree that they should be put on. It's not a statement of the fact of what they agree about. It's a statement of fact is that everybody agrees that you can't say Shelo Yikrevu. They really meant to say Yikrevu. Does everybody agree to the Pshitat Rabbonon when it comes to grandchildren? Or Dilma, the simple way, the way we read it, Lo Nechlu Shi Yikrevu, Elo Lo Yikrevu. They didn't argue about the fact that they should be put on. Everybody agrees you don't put them on, like the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. So Gemara is unsure as to what Rabbi Shimon said here. When he said that they don't disagree with grandchildren, Vlad Shlamim, Vlad Tmura, then what did he mean? Did he mean they both agree that you can put them on the Mizbeach, or do they both agree that you cannot put them on the Mizbeach? So Amar Rabbo, Mistavra lo nechluku shelo yikrevu, elo yikrevu. The opposite of what we would have thought in the Pashtuta Mishnah, the Rabbo says, it makes most sense that lo nechluku shelo yikrevu. They didn't argue that they shouldn't be put on elo yikrevu. They agree that they should be put on the Mizbeach. My taima. Ankan lo pligi Rabbi Eliezer alei derabbanon elo bevlad. Eliezer only argues on the Rabbanon when we're talking about a first generation. A child of a Shlamim, a child of a Tmura. Aval Vlad. If we're talking about a grandchild, Grai ba'almahu. That's happenstance. That doesn't happen often. That's a very unusual circumstance. And we know, when it comes to Gzerot Chachamim, they don't do it in places Shelo Shchiach. Times that it's not common. Things that are not common, we're not gozer for. You gozer in uncommon circumstances because you want to prevent something from happening. Uncommon circumstances are exactly that. There's no reason to put a Gzerah in place for some unusual circumstance. And that's exactly what this is. In fact, you're going to have a grandchild of a Shlamim. That almost never happened. Bishul and Levi disagrees with Rabba's and says, no, the simple way the Mishnah is to be read. Lo nechluku shi'ikruvu. Ella lo yikrivu. They didn't argue about the fact that it should go on, but everybody agrees it shouldn't go on. The way we said it, my time, what's the reason for that? Akan lo pligi rabbanan le de Rabbi Eliezer b'vlad. Rabbanan only argue on Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to a first generation shlamim, first generation after the murah. Of a vlad, whether it's vlad shlamim, vlad murah, mitoch ma'asav nikeret machshavato. From what he's doing, we understand what he's doing. If he keeps already two generations of Shlamim, he's grown up flux. We know that already. That this is what he's trying to do. He's trying to bring up flux of animals.
Therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there are actually three machlokot in our Mishnah. There's Divrei the Tanakama, Hulei Karve. Everything goes on the Mizbeach. The Rabbi Elazar de Kulu Lo Karve. Rabbi Elazar says nothing goes on the Mizbeach. And then you have Rabbi Shimon who says the machloket is only when you have one generation, meaning a Vlad de Shlamim. After that, everybody agrees that it's no good. So there'll be a three-way machloket about what the din is. In the Kanakama, you'll have Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim arguing. And then Rabbi Shimon, you'll have a third shita, which is that first generation does go on the Mizbeach, and afterwards not. Whereas according to Rabbah, the Rabbanan's opinion and the Reish and the Sefer are the same. According to the Rabbanan, you can always bring the Vlad Shlamim, according to the Tanakama, and according to Rabbi Shimon. The only difference in the shita is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer in the Reisha says that you can't bring anything at all. Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Shimon, says that the first generation you can't bring, but after that you can bring. So according to Rabbah, there's only two machlokot here in the Mishnah, whereas according to Rabbi Shimon Levi, there's three machlokot in the Mishnah.
One thing I will note here, Rashi says something interesting. Rashi says that the reason for the gzeira by Rabbi Eliezer, by the Heichitoni, Rashi brings down, they didn't adam niskar shishlamim bo. Person's not going to remember that they came from Shlamim. And you're not going to have to worry about the fact that other people see it. We're not worried about other people learning from what he's doing because nobody will remember that it is a Shlamim. So Rashi over here gives a reason why we would not be gozer in this case. They have multiple generations, he's going to agree. Nobody's going to remember their Shlamim. And we're not going to have to worry about other people seeing this. We're not worried about other people seeing it. Now it's interesting, the Gemara itself gives a reason why. It's a Krei Ba'alma, it's not a common occurrence. So why is Rashi suggesting over here that the reason why Rabbi Eliezer would agree to the Chachamim's position is because that nobody would know that it's a Shlamim. We're not worried about a second generation already because nobody would remember it's a Shlamim, no one would understand what was going on. So we don't worry about other people learning from this, other people doing the same thing or copying him. But the Gemara gives an answer and says, Ekrai Ba'alma. The reason we're not goes here is because Ekrai Ba'alma. So why is Rashi giving a different reason? I think the answer could be the same. That because it's an Ekrai Ba'alma, since it's such an unusual occurrence, it would not be Malea Datan. People will never think of such a situation. So why are we not worried about what other people see or think? It's because it's not a common occurrence, and therefore nobody would have the Havamina to think that this is a Shlamim and then copy this person's behavior. And as Rashi says, in addition, Rashi points out, why is there a difference between a Todah and a Shlamim in the end? In the end, when we say it's not from the Psukim, and we say there's a Gzeirah, according to Rabbi Eliezer, by Shlamim, that says, don't bring it up with Adarim, Adarim, don't keep them around by Vlad Shlamim, why doesn't he say the same thing by Vlad Todah? So Rashi answers for Todah the way the Gemara answers in the end for Vlad Shlamim, which is, Lo Shchicha. A Shlamim is a very common Korban. A Todah is a much less common Korban. Since it's a much less common korban, we're not gozer for todah like we are gozer by shlamim. All right, so Tani Rabbi Chia l'suye the Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Chia had a limud that helped Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's position that the way we read the Mishnah, the simple way to read the Mishnah is lo yikrivu means literally that they agree that you can't put them as vech. I mean, the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Eliezer when it comes to a case of multiple generations of Shlamim. Because it says, im kesev. Now, the pasuk does continue, hu makriv, but the Gemara darshans that piece later on. So we're going to start with im kesev, vlad rishon karev, vlad sheni, enu karev. Comes to the first generation, you put on the mizbeach. Second generation, you don't put on the mizbeach. The hu makriv that we saw before, this is where the Gemara darshans that part of the pasuk. Say, hu makriv, hu karev, vein vlad kol kodashim karev. Its vlad goes on the mizbeach, but not any other korban. Not any other kodashim does it vlad go on the mizbeach. Now, the first part is a help to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because he says, first vlad rishon, first generation goes on the mizbeach, second generation does not go on the mizbeach. The assumption being here that this is the shita tachachamim, and that would support Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's understanding that even the chachamim agree, when you're at a second generation, that you do not bring a vlad. If it was brought by Rabbi Lezer would even argue on a first generation. He says a vlad shlamim doesn't go on the mizbeach. So why here that it says Vlad Rishon does go on the Mizbeach, Vlad Shnei doesn't, that's altered by the Chachamim. It's altered by the Chachamim, that's a support to Rabbi Shua Ben Levi's understanding of the Chachamim's position. Now the Gemara wants to understand the second line of this Braita, which is that Hu Karev Ve'in Vlad Kol HaKodeshim Karev. Means that the Vlad Shlamim is put on the Mizbeach, no other Vlad is put on the Mizbeach. Where do you need that for? Vlad Demai. Ido Ola V'Hashem Zecharim Heim. Diamond on Allah Hashem, Ola and Hashem only come as males. Ido Ola V'Hashem Zecharim Heim V'lo B'nei Vlad Heim. They are males themselves, and they're not going to have offspring. Ido Chatat. Diamond on Chatat, Hilchot HaGemira Lo, De Lamita Azlo. We already have a loch of the Moshe Mishnai that it goes out to Mita, because that's where there is a female. So Amaravino, Letuye Vlad Ham Useret. Comes to include, or really here it's to exclude, a case of a Vlad of Maser. Vlad of Museret, Lama Likra. Why do I need a specific pasuk by Maser Behema? Maser Behema that has an offspring, we're saying now, does not go on the Mizbeach. Vlad Maser doesn't go on the Mizbeach. But Gemara says, why do I need a pasuk to teach me that? That it's Huma Kriv, Ve'im Vlad Maser goes on the Mizbeach. Avra mi bechor kagamar la. We have a Zerah Shava that we've seen many times. It says, Ashkol Asher Yavor Tachad Ashevet. By Maser Be'ema, and it says Vavarta Kol Peter Rechem by Bechor. We said it's a Hekesh, a Gzer Shova between Bechor and by Maser. How do we know Bechor doesn't have a Vlad that goes on Mizbeach? Because the Bechor always comes from Zecharim. So we know that Bechor doesn't have a Vlad that goes on the Mizbeach. So we have a Gzer Shova to Maser, and we say that even though Maser can be a Be'ema and a Keva, nevertheless, the Vlad will not go on the Mizbeach. So what do you need a pasuk for? Where it says, it's not such a great limud. How do you learn Maser Be'ema from Bechor? Bechor, you can't have an offspring. So why would you have the Gzeirah Shavah to teach me by Maser that you can't have an offspring on the Mizbeach? They're not equal. They can't have an Akeba by Bechor. The answer is, now we have a pasuk. I have a pasuk because the Gzeirah Shavah is not so strong. Therefore, I have a pasuk to tell me by Vlad Maser doesn't go on the Mizbeach. It's not Mukrav al Gabi HaMizbeach. Okay, now, Gemara says, Heid, Reb Shimon, Reb Pabias. Ulurovo de Amar, Rabbi says, Kochim, Kevan Shavar Elehem Regel Echad, Viyuv Kodoshim that you're supposed to bring up to the Mikdash, they're already Mukdash, supposed to bring them up, and you miss the first regal that comes, you don't bring them. Kol Yom V'Yom Over Alehem, every day that passes after the regal, you're in violation. Now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah has Over Alehem B'Yaseh. Not Bival Tacher, it might be that you only over Bival Tacher if you pass three regalim. You have to pass all three regalim, that's Bival Tacher. But the Asay, which is Tisa Uvata, that you have to bring it up right away or immediately, which we saw before, that you're in violation of immediately after the first regal. So be in violation of an Asay after the first regal, you're in violation of Bival Tacher after three regalim, the question if you need them in order or not, that's subject of the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Me'atzeret by Michle. So this is the question we asked. Rav Papio said, we had a shlamim that we ate the mother on Pesach, and then we ate the offspring on the Chag, which sounds like on Chag of Sukkot. What happened to Shavuot in the interim? Why didn't they bring the Korban on Shavuot? Some Rav Zvid, Mishmei Derava, Kol Sheyach Chole Be'atzeret. The animal was sick. The youngster was sick on Atzeret, so they wasn't rowing the Korban on Atzeret. They waited until the Chag, and they brought us a Shlamim on the Chag. No problem. Now we solved our problem. That's why they weren't violation of a say. Vashi Amar, my Chag, Nami, Diktari, Chag Shavuot. Chag in the Mishnah doesn't mean Chag Sukkot, it means Chag Shavuot. V'idach, Rav Zvid, Mishmei Derava, Akam, they didn't give that answer. Kohechi, Diktani, Pesach, Tani Atzeret. When you talk about Shavuot, and when it's in relation to Pesach, then we always use the term Atzeret, not Chag. It's only when it's a standalone do we say sometimes Chag about Shavuot. He said they brought on Pesach. That means that the term they should have used here was Atzeret. The fact they didn't use Atzeret proves to me that the Chag here is Sukkot. The Gemara says, Ihochi Maya Sudute. What's the purpose of his testing? What? They brought it on Sukkot. The animal was sick. They brought it on Sukkot. What is he telling us? He's not teaching us the din of Rava about the Acher, because we're telling him it's this unusual case where he was called that. What's the limud that we're getting out of this? The Gemara says, it's simple. Lafuke min Rabbi Eliezer. Damar Vlad Shlamim lo yikrav. Shlamim lo yikrav Shlamim. Kamasai hu de karev. It's not who came from Rabbi Eliezer. It's very simple. The child we brought on the Mizbeach. Doesn't matter when they brought it. The fact that they brought it is enough of a reason. Rashi says that can't be because it's Mechusar Zman. They need to wait until the eighth day. So on Pesach, he said it was Mechusar Zman. It was born right before Pesach, Mechusar Zman. So they brought the Shlamim on Pesach. They needed to wait for the Vlad until Atzeret. So now, once you waited to Atzeret, I understand, if you think the din is that they brought on Atzeret, it's teaching me another din, which is, there's a problem of being over an Aseh if you don't bring it immediately on Atzeret. But if they waited until Sukkot to bring it, what are you teaching me? You teach me if it's sick, you can't bring it. That's not a din you need to teach me. Hello. It's going to teach you a very simple din, that you can bring it. And the fact you can bring it is against Rabbi Eliezer. I mean, we have a halacha lemaaseh. It's like the Chachamim, that if Vlad Shlomim does go on the Mizbeah. Right now we're up to Vlad Todah. Offspring of a Todah, Ut Murata, or in exchange for a Todah, Vladan, Vlad, Vladan, which would be Vlad Todah, and then Tmurata Vivlada, and then Uvlad Vladan, or then the next generation of both of those. I mean, whether it's a Vlad Todah, the next generate grandchild, or if it's a Vlad Tmura, also the grandchild. Adsof Koladorot. Harelu Kit Todah. They all have a din of a Todah. Ubavaj ain't tunim lechem. They're brought on his back like a Todah, meaning that a Todah is a subset of Shlamim. Todah is just an unusual Shlamim. So in terms of Vlad Shlamim, it has the same din, Vlad Todah, everything goes on the Mizbeach, except that the unusual parts of the Todah is that you bring Lechem with it. It's 40 Lechem that come with the Todah. That is only required by the primary Todah. The other Todot that you bring do not require Lechem. So even though they go on the Mizbeach, they do not require Lechem. Menahane Mile, how do we know this? Tetan Rabbanan. Ma'u'omer. When it says over here, now, you see here, you have a gra, you have a bach, and you have a shituk. And they all say that they're quoting the wrong pasuk over here, that the wrong part of the pasuk. It's the same pasuk, the wrong part. It says it should say, imal todah yakriv. So, imal todah yakriv. Mafrish todah. First was mafrish todah, vavda. Then it got lost. Mafrish acher tachta, and then he replaced it. Benim tzeit arishona. Now they found the original one. Varishtehem omedot. And now they're both standing there. Minayin she'ezo she'yirtze yakriv. How do I know that you can put on whichever one you want on Mizbeach? Velachmayima. And the 40 lachamim go with that one that you put on the Mizbeach. Talmud Omar, imal todah yakriv. When you makriv the todah, you put the lechem on it. Yochodei shnia to an alech. Well, if that's the case, anytime you makriv a todah, then the second one should also require lechem.
You only have to be makriv one.
Right, but what does he do with the second one? Goes on the Mizbeach. So he's putting on another todah on the Mizbeach. Maybe he should have to put lechem on it. Talmud Omar, yakrivenu. So this is the pasuk that they quoted above. Yakrivenu. Yakrivenu in the single, achat velo shtayim. Only one requires lechem, not two of them. Minayin the rabot, vladot tmurot v'chalifot. How do I know that all of these end up on the Mizbeach? Talmud Omar, v'im al todah. That's what we brought the pasuk before. We brought im al todah yakriv. So now the Gemara is saying im al todah is an additional limud that you put all of them on. Yochol yu tunot kulan tunot lechem. I would think all of them need lechem al zevach todah. Only if it's a todah, do you bring a todah to an alechem, v'lo v'lada, u'tmurata, v'chalifata, to an alechem. The question of whether you need the word chalifa over here is just thrown in, because chalifa we already learned out from yakrivenu, that doesn't get lechem. Over here we're trying to learn out the others, which are the vlad and the tmura, that they go on the mizbeach, but they don't get lechem, that we learn out from zevach todah. Only if it's a todah, full-fledged todah, do you get it. Todah is when it's a primary todah, when you're supposed to bring the todah, you're fulfilling your obligation to bring a todah, you bring lechem. If it's any derivative of a todah, in all those cases, you don't need lechem because it's not a primary todah. So that tells us the din, that if you have two todot, a derivative of todah, an original todah, either because it's a vlad todah, or it's a tmurat todah, or a chilufeha, if you exchanged it, if you have the primary one, of course you bring that one. If you have two of them that are primary because you were mafrish two by chilufeha, then you can put whichever one you want on. The one that goes on the mizbeach, the core primary kedusha, gets lechem. Anything that's a derivative or a chilufin is put on the Mizbeach, but does not get lechem. That's what we learn from this braita. From that, we learn out what our Mishnah said, which is that Vlad Todah, Tmurat Todah, and Vladan, and Vlad Vladan, and Sof Kol Dorot, they go on the Mizbeach, but they do not get lechem. Alright, next Mishnah. Tmurat Todah, Vlad Tmurah, Vlad Vlad, Vlada, all of these, Ad Sof Kol Dorot, Hari Eluka Olah, they all have a din of an Olah. Utunim, they require everything that an Olah requires, which means have shaped, they have to be flayed, Vini Tuach, they have to be cut up into component parts, into pieces, V'chalil Yishim, placed on the Mizbeach entirely. HaMafrish Nekevali Olah, someone is Mafrish Nekevah for an Olah, remember, an Olah only comes as a Zachar. This person instead was Mafrish as a Nekevah. V'alda zachar, and then it gives birth to a male. What happens to this male? This vada, this olah. In itself, the mother can't go on the mizbeach because she's female. But now she has a male son that's an olah. Can you put that on the mizbeach? Tanakama says, ire ad shistev. V'imacher v'yavid debamav olah. You take the proceeds from the sale and you buy a real olah. Rabbi Elazar, over here, the gifts of Rabbi Elazar, Omer, hu atzmo ikrav olah. Itself should go on the mizbeach. You have a zachar here that's an olah. So, Maishna Reisha de lo pligi, Maishna Seifa de pligi. Why in the Reisha does Rabbi Elazar not disagree with the Chachamim when we're talking about a Tmurat Olah? Why there do we not have a Machloket Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim? Mishnei Seifa Debligei. And why do we have a Machloket Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim only by the case of Mafrish Nikeva? Amar Rabba Bar Chana b'Machloket Shnuya. It's a Machloket throughout. Rabbi Elazar, the Reisha that said Stam, you put it on the Mizbeach, was Rabbi Elazar. I mean that we have two pieces to this Mishnah. We have the Olah in the beginning where we don't have any Machloket, which is Vlad Olah, Tzmurat Olah, all of those cases. And then we have the Nekeva case. In the Nekeva case, we have a clear Machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Elazar. So who's the author of the first part? Is that Divrei HaKol? Or, now what Rabbi Bar Chana says is that the Reisha is Rabbi Elazar. That they argue in both cases. The Chachamim disagree even in the Reisha, and the Stam of the Reisha is Rabbi Elazar. Rav Amar, Afilu Teim Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan could agree in the Reisha. Ad kan lo pligele de Rabbi Elazar. They only disagree with Rabbi Elazar. Elagabi mafrishne kebali ola. That's in a case where the primary kedusha was not valid to be an ola. Dime lo kreva. So since she can't go on the mizbeach, then obviously her child shouldn't be able to go on the mizbeach. About tumra, because I met tumra or vlad, then dime nami kreva, the mother does go on the mizbeach. Afilu Rabbanan modu. Even the Rabbanan agree. So the answer by Vlad will be that it's a Vlad of a Tmura. A Vlad of Tmura, you could have started with the primary Kedusha being a male, being a Zachar. You have a Zachar, then you have a Tmura, and then on that Tmura you have a Vlad. So that Vlad, yes, even though its mother couldn't go on his back, but its mother got its Kedusha from a Zachar. And since it got its Kedusha from a Zachar, we allow you to put it on his back. The one thing that you won't be able to do is a Vlad Olah. A Vlad Olah is the case in the Seifa, and that's not addressed by the Reisha. So we go back to the Reisha now, you'll understand. It says Tmurat Olah, different than the other Mishnayot. It says Tmurat Olah, then the Vlad Tmura, Vlad Vlad Vlada, that means that if you have a Tmurat Olah and then its child, the Reisha does not address the case of, which the other ones did, which said Vlad Shlamim, or Vlad Todah. Immediately they address that in the Reisha. That's not addressed in our Reisha here of this Mishnah. That's addressed in the case of Nekeva. If you have an Nekeva, and then it has a Vlad, because that's different than the case where you start out with a Zachar, and then you have a Tmura and a Vlad. So the Mishnah here divides up the cases between Tmura and Nekeva. Because one of them starts out with a Zachar, one of them does not start out with a Zachar, and therefore the din will be different. And that's what Rav is suggesting is the explanation of this Mishnah. Umi Amar, Rabbi Elazar, Hu Atzmo, Yikrav Olah. Does Rabbi Elazar really hold this position? Does he really, in our Mishnah, he says, Yikrav Olah, is that really true? Viramin Hu. Tmurat Hashem. You have a Tmura and Hashem, and Hashem also is a male Korban. You have a Tmura. Vlad Tmura. Vlad an uvlad vladan at sofa golalam yiru achi stavu vimachru viplu damav lindadava. So here is a case by a sham instead of olah, but the exact same case is the ratio of our mishnah, which is that you have a tmurat of a sham, and then that tmurat was put onto a nekeva. The nekeva now is offspring. What's the din of the offspring? Well, the din of the offspring right now is that they are your achi stavu. They wait till you get a moment, then you sell them and you use them for an olah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yamutu. Rabbi Elazar says that they go to death. Continue to the kippah. They are starved to death. Rabbi Elazar, who's the author of our position in our Mishnah, says, Omer Yavi B'dameyam Olah. Bring with their monies an Olah. B'damim in Hu Atzmo Olah. You can bring with the money an Olah, but it itself you don't bring as an Olah. So why isn't a Sham different than an Olah? Sham and Olah have the exact same setup, which is that they both are only males. And over here you have a Tmurat Hasham, like a Tmurat Olah. And then you have the offspring of the Tmurat. The offspring of the Tmurat by the Olah, we said, goes on the Mizbeach. Over here, the offspring of a Tmurat Hasham, we say, is wait, you have to sell it and get the money and then bring an Olah? Why is the din different? He's speaking to the Rabbanan. He says, that a Vlad can go directly on the Mizbeach. Lididhu, according to your sheet of the Amrito Ru'eh, that it should go out in grace, Odoli Mihat to Mutarod in the Devati Achid. They're talking about a different part of the Machloket. I mentioned this before earlier when we discussed Hasham. Hasham Shinitak the Riyah goes out to be an Olah. But what type of Olah? So we've seen this before. There's a Machloket in Rav Elazar and the Chachamim. What happens to this Olah? We mentioned it earlier in the Masechta to answer a different question. Hasham Shinitak the Riyah, according to Rav Elazar, goes to be an Olat Yachid. After you sell it, you use the proceeds, and the Yachid himself brings an Olat. The Chachamim believe that it's brought as a Olat Nevat Zibur. So what he says to them, listen, I don't agree with you with the fact that it goes out to graze and use the money. But at least agree to me that when it does go out to graze and use the money, that it's used to pay for an Olat Yachid and not Olat Zibur. We disagree with both points. Say, first of all, it goes out to the Riyah, and you have to use the money to buy an Olat. Number two, it also is that it's used for Olat Nidvat Sibur and not in Olat Nidvat Yachid. Rav Amar Adkan Lo Kamar Rav Elazar Hu Atzmo Yikra Rav Elah Elo B'Mafrishne Kevali Ola. Wait a minute, Rav Elazar only says this in a case where you're Mafrishne Kevali Ola. Te'ika Shem Ola Alimo. The mother is a full-fledged Ola. Yes, the mother can't go on the Mizbeach, but he was Magdishin for an Ola. So the mother has a Shem Ola, the offspring will go on as Ola. Aval Gabei Tmurat Vlad Hashem. When you're talking about an Hashem, Te'ika Shem Ola Alimo. In that case, the mother doesn't have a Shem Ola. What was the mother? The mother was an Hashem. And if it's Murat Hashem, she was also an Hashem. So the offspring, why is the offspring an Ola? Because what happens to an Hashem when you don't bring it as an Hashem? If it turns into an Ola. But the mother itself, the Kedusha of the mother was from an Hashem. Its primary Kedusha is not an Ola. It's an Hashem. So therefore, Molde Rabbi Elazar Tibet Damav in Hu Atzmo Lo Kariv. That its money can be used to bring an Ola, but it itself will not go on the Mizbeach. Right, I'm going to stop over here, but just to conclude, Rava in both cases over here says that I can distinguish between the cases. He first says in our Mishnah that the Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Elazar when it's a case of Tmurat Ola. He also says over here that Rabbi Elazar, by the case of Hashem, will disagree with his own position over here. And that all revolves around one issue, is what is the primary Kedusha that we're dealing with over here? In the case of primary Kedusha being the Zachar, by the Olah, if the primary Kedusha is the Zachar, even the Chachamim are going to agree, offspring from that or derivatives of that can be brought as Olot, because you started with a true Olah. Now Rabbi Elazar disagrees and says, even if you start with a Nekeva, you can bring the offspring as an Olah. So he says, even in a case where it's not the primary Kedusha can go on Mizbeach, even where it's a mother and it's the Olah, still you can put on Mizbeach. But that's as long as the mother is the Korban that you want to bring. But if the mother is an Hashem, and then you have a derivative of that, you can't say that that Olah should go on the Mizbeach, because that's not an Olah. That's a Olah that came from an Hashem. Olah comes from Hashem, you can't put that on the Mizbeach. That has to be sold. If you're talking about an Olah, it comes from an Olah, and that's an Ekevah, that was an Olah. There I say you can put it on the Mizbeach. Right, so that would be the difference between the case of Hashem to Olah, as well as the case of, a difference between the case of Nekevah to Tmurat. In one case, the Chachamim will agree to Rabbi Elazar. In one case, Rabbi Elazar himself will not say what he says here in our Mishnah. Alright, we'll stop with that.